perform muraqabah meditation, in other words, dhikr in the heart, on your latifa qalb, on the lesson of the heart. His personal name, of his personal name, the dhikr of Allah, in this way do it, that your tongue attach it to your palate, the upper mouth portion, and if any thoughts come, then eliminate them, any wasawis, evil thoughts, temptations, don't allow them to come, and with a lot of love, and believing, whilst believing this verse of the Qur'an, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. O my servant, Allah says, you are remembering me, so then I also remember you. If you remember me in a gathering, then I remember you in a gathering better than that. And when you remember me alone, then I also remember you whilst alone. So how much Allah Ta'ala loves his dhikr when somebody remembers him. May Allah give us the ability that we live our lives in parallel alongside dhikr. My brothers, learn dhikr and teach your housefolk dhikr, teach your wives and children dhikr, and teach your offspring dhikr, and bring them towards dhikr. Tomorrow, the day of judgment, Allah will ask you, question you, that after hearing all of these words, after hearing all these hadith, you to improve yourself. Why did you not implement the method to improve yourself? Why did you not implement the method to improve your children that I prescribed to you? Allah today in the bayan, He allowed us to hear, and He has explained to how we improve ourselves, our children, how to improve our lives. There's only one tariq Allah has explained, that sit in the gathering of a wali Allah and learn the dhikr of Allah, and also teach your children dhikr of Allah, and teach your women folk dhikr of Allah. Dhikr is such an action. It is stated in the hadith, then those homes where Allah's dhikr remembrance takes place, the inhabitants of the heavens, they look down on that house like a shining moon or a sun. That house, that home in which dhikr does not take place, it's like a cemetery, graveyard. Those people are not alive. So look that we do dhikr. And even if you just make this a method on your phones, the dhikr that takes place, the majalis, morning and evening, alhamdulillah, even if you put the majlis on your phone, then you will be included and you will be amongst the live dhikr, people who are in live dhikr. And don't wait and see, don't worry that your children don't like it, your wife doesn't like it. It's your duty to do tabligh, to propagate. You just press play and put the volume up and put the phone there, and whether they hear it or not, inshallah, the dhikr of Allah will start to penetrate their hearts, and slowly, slowly they'll start to like it, the dhikr of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has enabled your shaykh verbally, that through his beautiful style and manner, Allah has given him attractive and eloquent verbal skills that every person's heart accepts it and absorbs it. Just like in the Quran, Allah says that Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, the birds used to listen to him, the mountains used to listen to him, the rivers. What was it? It was the dhikr of Allah he used to do. He used to read the Zabur. So just like a makhluk, when it loses the life, Allah Ta'ala creates such voices from human beings that they penetrate the hearts and they absorb that. Do you understand what I'm saying? So yes, make dhikr common, spread it, invite people, call them, propagate the deen, and listen to their scolding and you telling you off and not agreeing to you. But you are on the right, so call them. If they don't listen to you today, they'll listen to you tomorrow. It is your duty that just because the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that in this day and age, this era, apart from dhikr, there's nothing else that can help us solve our issues. So call people. There's dhikr in the morning, dhikr in the evening. Sit for 5 minutes, 6 minutes, six for 30 minutes. Listen to Hazrat Sahib's words. Call people, gather people together. And this is the reason why that every year I host the Ijtama, the annual gathering. It's not for games or some other reason. No, it's for this purpose, that we please Allah. Allah, so many people we've gathered together for your dhikr, for your remembrance. So if you also have the desire, passion, that Allah is happy with you, then call people, invite people, and try to bring as many people as you can, and make a target that with me I'm going to bring 5 people, or I'm going to bring 10 people. For who? For me? I don't have that desire. I don't want that. I am gathering everyone together so that we can please Allah, so I can please Allah, and so that I can take you into Jannah, paradise. And if you bring 5 people, then 5 palaces will construct in your paradise. And if somebody's heart feels joined to dhikr, then you've got sadqa jariya, always ongoing sadqa, that you call that person to the deen. But you have to work hard for this, make effort, isn't it? Yes, you have to take people scolding, oh, go on your way, I've heard about dhikr before, I'm not coming. You have to lower yourself, be humble, because your jannah is being manufactured. And the women and the men all do this work of the deen, invite people, give dawah, ijtama is coming, if Allah wants, if Allah wants. Yes, it's up to Allah. It's not us who's doing it. So if Allah wills, then have full effort, make full effort. That understand Allah has given us one opportunity after a year. We can earn Jannah, paradise, invite people, call people. Yes, not for me you're calling them. I have no attachment to that. I'm just like you, myself. And I want to join with you and do the work. Let's call people, gather them. The more people we gather and assemble, the more Allah Ta'ala will be happy. Yes, you're not assembling people for dunya, for money, for some other purpose, for speeches or get-togethers. You're not gathering for anything else. You're just saying, brothers, come and sit in the dhikr of Allah. Yes, doesn't matter what maslak he belongs to, what school of thought or what aqidah or belief he has, what practice he's doing. We are just going to give dawah to that person, invite that person, bring everybody, and it will affect everybody, inshallah, the dhikr of Allah. Because this is Allah's name. It's Allah's name. So will we work hard? Will you work hard? Yes. Every person, 5 people, 10 people, make a target. Make it for yourself so that you can earn your Jannah. Doesn't matter how they are, we'll beg them, plead them for my relatives. At least I'll bring 5 people and bring them along with me. Drag them along with me. Come and sit down for a few minutes. At least sit for 10 minutes. After 1 year, ijtama takes place. Sit in the dhikr of Allah. Will you do this work of the deen? Yes. Bring people. It's your duty. Allah will ask you tomorrow, that why didn't you do the work of the deen? Didn't you want to do tabligh and propagate the deen? Is it not your duty to propagate? Is it not your duty to invite people towards deen? This is your task, your duty. This is the target Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Each and every one of us in the morning, call them to morning majlis, evening majlis, bring people, just dhikr, for the sake of dhikr. Come sit in dhikr of Allah, learn dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Sahib will teach you dhikr. There's no contribution, no other side agenda, any maslak background, aqeedah, school of thought. We have no worries about that. The dhikr of Allah will automatically improve the person, correct the person. Automatically puts the, aligns the person. Because the meaning of dhikr is to correct a person, align a person. Don't ask who are you, what background are you, who do you believe in, what qida you have, what school of thought, what do you do, what don't you do. No worries, just come to dhikr, my friend. Come to dhikr of Allah. Whatever you are, we are the same as you. We're all together. End of story. And no, don't have pride over anyone else or think you're better. Oh, if you see someone going negative, don't worry about that. Oh, just say, look, we will do everything together. You do what we do together. Let's do assemble and do ibadah worship together. And nobody has a different opinion doing dhikr. Sit down together. Do dhikr. We'll recite durood sharif, alhamdulillah. And how much, mashallah, good effect will reach to the people if you bring 5 or 10 people. And where, if you're not here physically, then send a message out to other regions, Pakistan, dhikr will take place, ijtama, you sit as well, collate people. And if you invite people even in other countries like Pakistan, even that is a great reward. If you can't do it here, then at least tell people to play the dhikr on the phones in Pakistan, India. Dhikr will take place, ijtama, on this day, this time, ijtama will take place. You also assemble together. I also do this, alhamdulillah. Quite a few people get together in Pakistan. And then they also take bayah, pledge allegiance. All night long, my phone is there, accessible for the women folk, for the sisters, so they can do tawbah, repent. Those women folk who not attend, obviously. Then I've prepared for them a solution all night long. I wait, stay awake. Whichever sister comes forward through the phone, she can do tawbah and her Jannah, paradise. So this is tabligh, propagation of the deen. I don't do this for myself. You're not doing it for yourself. We have to revive our nation of the peoples and spread the deen to them. You're spreading the salah to them, the Quran to them. Just through an action of dhikr of Allah, you're doing tabligh of the whole deen of Islam. Salah is included, dhikr is included, Quran is included, talawat, recitation, sunnah, sharia. Everything emanates and is sealed within the action of dhikr. Emanates from it and is sealed within it. Is there anybody who will do dhikr and then he won't end up praying salah? Tell me. Will there anybody who will do dhikr of Allah and afterwards he won't recite Quran? Is there anybody who will do dhikr and then he will lie after that purposely? Everything emanates from dhikrullah. Everything is included. Now, so you're given dawah for the whole of Islam. So the ijtima is about to come, inshallah. And these points came to my mind. Maybe I won't be able to repeat these words to you again. So whoever's listening, wherever you are, wherever you, everybody I am inviting, whichever khanka right now dhikr is taking place today, right now everybody's listening. Everyone needs to have a target. And you're not calling for yourself or me. You are calling for yourself. You're giving dawah. You're propagating Islam. And whoever doesn't do dawah in this day and age, he's a big loser. He's a miserable person. Wretched. A person who doesn't do dawah of Allah's deen, he's a dirty person. Always you should be concerned. I need to do dawah, propagate the deen, call people to the deen. If you see somebody is not on the right path and you're not calling him to the deen, and you don't have to say anything to him. Just talk about dhikr, remembrance of Allah, and you're giving the whole deen to him. You think this is a minor dawah? It's a great propagation of the deen. Because your tariqah is the path of dhikr, practice of dhikr. So you will invite that person to dhikr. Will you give dawah? Yes, so from today, totally make this your mission, your target, and your purpose, that I'm going to propagate deen, invite people towards dhikr, come towards Islam, and I enjoy it myself, that when somebody comes to the majlis and they say, oh, that brother told me and he came, due to him I came, please teach me dhikr, I give dua to that person who invited him. MashaAllah, I think he's doing the work of the deen, this individual. So brothers, make effort, your colleagues, everybody, even your employees, where you have your business, run your business, your enterprise, you'll have workers, your employees or your work colleagues. So it's your duty, tell them, come sit in dhikr and learn dhikr from Hazrat Sahib. And they will quickly accept your invitation, won't they? And the enjoyment is also doubled, is that you increase their salary. MashaAllah, so teach them dhikr, invite them to dhikr and increase their salary. Because you want to earn Jannah. You're not worried about losing a bit of money. When you give dawah to somebody for deen, then you have to sacrifice everything. You have to give wealth, money, your time, you have to give him something extra, resources, you have to plead to that person. In your heart, you know your intention that I want to teach this person dhikr somehow or other. I want to call him to dhikr. And he's not leaving empty. In replacement for that, Allah Ta'ala will compensate you massively in Jannah and Paradise and thereafter. So, no, don't leave anything, no gaps. Somebody works with you, if somebody comes to your house, some technician or tradesman, you know when the tradesmen come to our home, electrician or plumbing, etc., I invite him towards dhikr so that he can learn dhikr. Because it's my job, I fulfill my duty, my task to give him dawah. If he doesn't come, that's up to him. So will we do the work of the deen? Good, mashallah, well done. So let's do maraqabah now, and remember Allah in our hearts. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.